This is the Power Aesthetic Podcast. I am your host, Paul Wagner. Today, we are talking about sex and relationships. If you have younger people that are around, I know some of you guys listen to this with your kids. Now would be the time, if you don't want them to hear this stuff, for the earmuffs or to get them the hell out of the room. When we talk about sex and relationships, there is kind of a breakdown between the two, and we're going to break this podcast down either into two parts in this one, or I'll do the first one on sex and playing the field and sort of sex as a younger guy and going into long-term relationships and established relationships in maybe a second part or the second half. So I want to start talking about sort of the question that prompted this, which is that one of the guys in the comments thread over on my Telegram was asking, you know, do I think it's better to play the numbers game or, you know, to settle down early and all the rest of this kind of stuff? These are really tricky questions. And so a lot of, I think, what we're going to do with this podcast is kind of open things up for further dialogue more than kind of hardline stuff. I have a lot of different heretical beliefs when it comes to men and women in general. And so a lot of this stuff is my opinion. And also, I believe that there is no one glove fits all sort of thing when it comes to sex and relationships for all people. I believe rules for men and women are generally just like men and women, extremely different. And so I'm going to be talking here to men. I don't talk to women on this podcast because I am not a woman, and I don't particularly like it when women tell me how to be a man. I think there's very little value there. So if women want to listen to this podcast, obviously this episode, that's totally fine. Maybe you'll get some insight into the male brain. But these rules and these sort of codes of conduct and things that I'm talking about are specifically for men, and in many ways for women, I believe, opposites. And I'll get into a little bit of what I mean by that. So it's easy to look at this thing as a dichotomy, right? Sort of saying, should you play the field and sort of be the alpha Chad, you know, giga Chad sex machine or whatever when you're young, or should you kind of look for the high school sweetheart and preserve yourself for marriage? Again, this is where we come into rules for men and women. I think women should probably save themselves, and if they're not saving themselves for marriage, they should do their best to not be promiscuous and keep their sexual relationships to a minimum and try to use those only in longer-term relationships with someone that they're interested in being with long-term and ideally raising a family. No one wants to fuck the village bicycle. No one wants to be, well, let's correct that. Plenty of people want to fuck the village bicycle. No one wants to be in a relationship with the village bicycle because no one wants to have the woman that all your friends fucked and say, I was the one who married them. This is maybe a hard truth, but it is still the truth. There are a million sayings about this. One of the most famous probably being, you know, a key that opens every lock is a master key. A lock that can be opened by any key is just a shitty lock. I believe that regardless of the niceties of a lot of these rules, they are the rules. They're true. So it's a cruel world. As I'm fond of saying, we don't live in a just world. We just live in a world. So if you're a woman and you're wondering whether or not you're going to be able to find lasting happiness down the road in a relationship, a stable relationship with children, and you fucked your way through dozens of guys, the answer is probably unlikely. Maybe you'll find somebody who is going to do that. But in my opinion, the person who's going to do that is either someone who is older and has little options left, or someone who is not very discerning. Guys who are discerning don't want to be with women who have fucked a ton of people, whereas women, generally speaking, again, not necessarily a nice rule, women, generally speaking, are still attracted to men who have displayed sexual prowess and prowess at getting women, so to speak, at being able to have sort of play of the field, run of the field. This is something that actually sort of drives up male value, both with his peers and with other women. Women see a lot of women wanting a guy. It makes them want the guy more. Same is true for men. If they see a lot of guys want a chick, they might be interested in having that for themselves unless they see that chick giving themselves to a bunch of those guys, in which case they might be one of those guys who takes it for a cheap spin around the block, but is probably not going to take it home to mom. So when we talk about which one is better or worse for men, playing the numbers game or sticking with your high school sweetheart, I think that there is no one glove fits all. If you have found someone worthwhile and you're a young guy and you could see yourself being with that person long term, and you've already talked about a lot of stuff, they want family, they want kids, you want kids, you both want to do X, Y, or Z, maybe you're both going to set a date when you want to have kids, whatever, then fine, stay with it. There's no reason to throw away something good now for the promise of hopefully something good later. You might find that that thing that you threw away puts you somewhere later in life saying, man, I should have never thrown that away because I just don't have access to that same thing anymore. That being said, you also should not adopt a scarcity mindset and think to yourself, I'll never love again. I'll never find anyone worthwhile again. You will. There's 7 billion people on the planet. The idea that there's one person out there for anyone is fantasy. There's a lot of people out there who are compatible for you in many different ways. So again, I think that the idea of, you know, playing the field when you're young ties into something that we can't really get away from. That is the idea that for men, sex drive drives a lot more than just sex. Our hormone panel is such that testosterone and a lot of the other things that determine our sex drive and our sex life also drive other things. Conquest and physical competition and all the rest of this kind of things are driven by a lot of the same part of our brain as drives our sex drive and our need for or our desire for that aspect of things. If you look at a young guy, a lot of the things that the young guy does that are sort of heroic. Nowadays, I don't know what the fuck this looks like. Maybe high school football or having a Corvette or whatever it is. But in olden days, in days of yore, this probably looked a little bit different and looked more like, surely there was probably still sports competition and things like this, but, you know, maybe testing oneself in battle or conquering things and making one's fortune and glory and so on. A lot of that ties directly into what kind of females you'd have access to. Still to this day, obviously, a lot of what is done by men and men in groups and all the rest of this kind of stuff is done for status within the peer group, because higher status within a peer group means more access to a higher quality of woman. It's one of the great shames of watching young guys nowadays sort of burn up their time playing video games and fuck around on the internet and all this kind of stuff, because I suppose there is a certain type of woman, but if you'll forgive me for being crass, I've not met a lot of guys who got pussy from being good at video games. And so, I mean, you know, life is not all about what kind of female you can get, but the quality of life in general is definitely dictated in many ways by what your standing is in a peer group based on what kind of activities you undertake and have undertaken and are good at. And those things directly correlate with, generally speaking, one's ability to attain female company of a desirable nature. So to say one is better than the other, I couldn't say that. I can say that I advise all of my younger friends to decide whether or not they want kids as young as possible. For a lot of them, that looks like their early 20s. For some of them, it looks like they're in their later 20s, but they're with women who are in their younger 20s, their early 20s. I think that's a good time still to have kids. And I think that ultimately, you know, men and women from an evolutionary standpoint are sort of meant to be together to have children. My stance on that is not directly related to my own position. Most people know that I don't have kids of my own. There is a lot of reasons for that. It's maybe one of the most disrespectful questions that I get from people who will just ask you in this very flippant way where they expect that there's no reason. Maybe I'll get into my reasons for that in another podcast. But suffice to say, I am pro-family, extremely so, and that I think most of the reason to be in a long-term relationship is to have family. If you're not interested in having family, that takes away one of the major reasons that either party would sacrifice being single, being solitary, for being in a committed relationship. One of the others, of course, is comfort, familiarity, and security. So there's definitely a promiscuity trap, and there's a resentment trap. And what I mean by this is that you don't want to wind up with somebody out of a scarcity type mindset where later on down the road, you resent them because you didn't get to experience shit and play the field. That was up to you. By the same token, you don't want to fall into being promiscuous forever because there's kind of nothing sadder than an aging playboy. You know, nobody wants to, I think, be alone later in life unless there's something wrong with you, you know, as far as like some kind of either total misanthropy or inability to be with somebody, or maybe it's that people can't fucking stand you. But I think everybody, or most people, the majority of healthy people, don't want to spend their life, especially their older years, alone. So this is something you have to take into consideration, because oftentimes strong, healthy relationships get built when you're younger because you create a narrative together, you create a history together, and that's a good thing, and it's something that sustains relationships. A lot of the differences that we talk about between men and women and things of that nature are also tied up in this idea of, you know, there's a lot of guys nowadays who aren't worth a fuck, but who want a woman who is worth a fuck. They want women to be, an 8.5 to a 10. They want them to be a virgin. They want them to cook and clean and know how to do all this shit. And you're looking at this guy and you're like, those women are probably out there, but they're definitely not going to fuck a guy like you because you look like 200 pounds of chewed cookie dough. You're pale, pasty, have spent most of your life inside on forums talking about how, you know, women are this or that or whatever and what kind of women you think you deserve. But trust me, if you deserved her, you'd have her. So, you know, you do have this big difference between male-female value and what we want. And I agree. I think that, you know, if someone asked a guy, what's your ideal? He'd say a beautiful woman who's a virgin, who can cook and clean and, who's a great conversationalist and maybe she's witty and does some artwork or plays a musical instrument or whatever. All this stuff, man, they are out there. Maybe the virgin part is pretty scarce and pretty hard to find. Maybe you're looking in the wrong place. Go to church or something. But that you have to make sure that you're in a position as a young guy to deserve somebody like that. And a lot of this is going to be based on how you live your life. If you become some kind of alpha Chad fuck machine, you've also got to understand that for some women, that is not desirable. And so you're going to sacrifice some of the fields that you can play in because of how you've played. Everything has sort of consequence and rules tied up in it. But the ideal thing, I think, is to play the field when you're a young guy some. Figure out what it is that you want. Give yourself time to be young and to glory in sort of this bloom of youth. And then at a certain point, decide, are kids something that I want either now or are they something that I'd like down the road? And then start setting your sights on someone who you would want to have children with. What does that look like? Again, it's going to be different for each individual, but I would definitely say the first thing that you're going to want to make sure is that their genetics are solid enough for you to want to mix your genetic line with. Again, a heretical concept nowadays to think that, you know, you mix good genes together to have good genes. This is like eugenics or something like that. But, you know, make sure that the person just physically and the way that they look and think and everything like that is in line with something that you'd want to cross with. I mean, these are sort of basic ideas, but it's like people look at their dog and they're like, oh, I'd never breed this pit bull with that dog of yours because I just wouldn't. Your dog is dumb or it's genetically undesirable or whatever it is. And so consider that. A lot of times guys wind up having kids by mistake with fucking dogs of women, essentially, because they made a mistake. They fucked around. They were stupid. They didn't use protection. And they wound up forever linked financially or otherwise to some piece of genetic debris who they would never have crossed, you know, their own family line with because they couldn't keep their dick in their pants. So make sure when you're young and you're playing the field that you understand that playing the field comes with risks, my man. If you're sitting there and you can count on one hand the times that you've, you know, that you've used protection or that you've got a, you know, a shitty pullout game, then, you know, you need to make sure that every chick that you're potentially hooking up with is someone that you'd breed with, or you need to be smart. This is something that I tell especially all of my very young friends, ones who are in high school and stuff like that, friends, kids and shit like that, is that these days it's a dangerous game out there, not only because you might find yourself in a situation where someone regrets sleeping with you and decides that that is worth trying to throw a criminal charge at you, but also because you might wind up with a kid that you didn't want at age 15. Like my friend Angel, who has like 47 children, because, you know, he decided pleasure was more important than protection, you know, and so you've got to be careful out there. You know, so you've also got to make sure that the person that you want to have children with ultimately is compatible with you in belief. This is something that I see all the time too, which is that guys will wind up with a chick because they think she's hot and they decide that they want to keep having sex with her. They become territorial over that. So they want to keep having sex with her, and so they don't want anyone else to have sex with her. So they continue to do that, and then they wind up in a long-term relationship with someone who is physically attractive but ultimately fucking awful, who they don't agree with on anything, who may be a total nag or a shrew, or she may have views that are diametrically opposed to this guy. She's like, I'm not gonna wash your clothes, or I'm not gonna clean the house because that's demeaning, or whatever it is that you believe that they don't believe. And now you're in this long-term relationship that you're gonna have to rip off like a piece of fucking duct tape. And, you know, don't get yourself involved in those if you're a young guy. If you've got beliefs and you've got things, then you need someone who's going to be consonant with those. A lot of that kind of stuff you can guide women toward if you're a strong enough anchor, if they trust you to lead, which is going to be something that we're going to get into. I guess we're about 16 minutes, so we're going to get into in a part two of this, which is going to be more about relationships. But, you know, you've got to make yourself the kind of individual who is going to be an anchor for a female and who's going to be able to lead them in the direction that you want to lead them, in the direction ultimately that you want your family to go. So to kind of recap some of this stuff, you know, with sex when you're young, go ahead. But it's a go ahead if. It's a go ahead if you understand the drawbacks of doing that, which is that you can potentially get into a lot of bad situations by being sexually promiscuous, by running around and playing the field a lot. There's kids to worry about. There's fucking disease to worry about these days. There's criminal allegations to worry about from the wrong people. And there's also attaching yourself to shitty people who you didn't want to be attached to, because one of the things that makes our psychology in women's different, and that this is something that is not true of all people. I've seen women who are able to have sex and not bat an eyelash, but I think that these people are generally damaged, is that the body and the psychology of sex for men is external, and man is capable of having literally millions of children. And so it tends to be something very external, and it can be something for men that has very little attached to it, sentiment-wise, emotion-wise. For women, I think women who are not broken most of the time, or who have not burned their conscience, their sexual conscience out by being extremely promiscuous, it means something. It that opening themselves up physically, literally, and literally putting someone else's body inside of their body is a receptive act. And as a receptive act, it requires an openness. So the psychology of that is different for them and us. And so in a certain way, you have to understand that as a man, that sex can definitely be an act of sort of emotional brutality. It can be an act of using women up. And depending on the type of man you are or are trying to be, this can be something that is relatively undesirable for you also. So there's a lot of shit to think about before you just start running around shoving your dick in everything that moves. And so it's worth thinking about when you're a young guy, because I do believe that there is a value in using sex as part of a relationship rather than using sex to get a relationship. Surely you can, you can be around people and decide whether there's somebody that you're interested in before you have sex with them. That is definitely possible. The idea these days of going out on a date with someone one, two, three times before you have sex is kind of crazy. It seems crazy to most people, but it's not. There's a sensibility in deciding whether you even like someone, whether or not you're effectively, you know, masturbating with their insides before you make that kind of commitment, regardless of whether it's a commitment for you or more of a commitment for them. This is all stuff worth thinking about when you are a young guy or even an older guy playing the field. You know, so think about what you want. Think about whether or not you want to settle down. Think about whether having kids is something you want down the line, and realize that if you are interested in having a family, 16, 17 is not too young to start thinking about what kind of person you want to be in a relationship with to have a family with. So you can have a relationship with someone from 17 to 21 and then say, okay, I'm fucking stable here. This person is great. We've had a great relationship for 4 years and we're ready to have kids. You know, my parents were together a couple of years before they decided to have kids. And once they started, they were, you know, my dad was working. They both quit smoking cigarettes before they decided to have kids. They did a lot of this other stuff before they had children. So you can think of it like anything else. You can have something, you can improve upon it, you can build it into something that creates space within itself to have those kids or to have that family, or you can enjoy it for what it is and say, this is a great long-term relationship that I'm building. Maybe we'll have kids somewhere down the line, but what this is right now is a good, healthy, and positive relationship that I'm having. And there's a big difference, and I think a different satisfaction to that than there is to running around having sex with everything. You know, and there's something else worth saying, which is that I do think that sex is different in a relationship than it is when you're running around having sort of, quote, meaningless sex, in that sex in a relationship is something exploratory that you're able to do with someone that you like and that you trust, or ideally that you love, and that there is a value to that. There is a heightened value to that, rather than having sort of many anonymous encounters over the years that sort of don't add up to much. Again, this is all food for thought and something to kind of kick around in your mind. I'd love to hear some discussion about this after I post this over on my Telegram and see what kind of thoughts you guys have on it, because this is not certainly a one-size-fits-all thing. And I'd like to hear your guys' experiences. You know, did you go with somebody young, and how did that work out? How old were you when you started a family? Are you still playing the field? How has that worked out for you? And let me hear back from you guys on this one, and let me hear about what you'd like to hear in the next one. The next one, I'm going to talk a little bit more about monogamy and long-term relationships, which I've done both. I've been single and lived like a maniac, and I've been in long-term relationships, and I can say that I personally greatly prefer being in long-term relationships for a variety of reasons that I'll get into in the next episode of this podcast. So let me hear back from you guys. Let me know what you think. And if there's anything specific you want to hear about in the next one, sound off. I appreciate you guys. As always, thanks for listening.